overcoming the negative conversation, that inner dialogue that's going on all the time. Even when you don't want it to be there, you can't stop yourself right now from thinking. You can't do it. It's going on. And so learning how to empower yourself, part of doing that is standing up to yourself. When you step into your fears and continue to push yourself to go on, something happens for you.
You're the captain, you're the master, you're the foreman, you're the general, you're the head. Don't give control of this to nobody, especially the devil. Do not let Satan come in here and function and operate, because he has one mission: to keep you off course, to make you not think it's possible.
Doubt is not going to work. No doubt. Doubt should be eliminated. You should be a doubt annihilator. You should be an annihilator of doubt. You should kill doubt in your mind and in your soul and your heart. Kill it. It's dead. Fight it every day, because it's going to be hard. It's not going anywhere. You're going to try to throw as many negative thoughts at you as possible. And you got to throw as many and triple the positive thoughts. Whatever it does, throw three of them, you throw 16 back at them. How much you love yourself and how great you are. And how you love God for your hands and your feet and your legs and your skin and your movements and everything. Thank you, your gratitude. Your blessings triple when you have gratitude.
And understand that things come and go. Emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all. And then you can choose to do with them what you want versus being controlled by emotion.
You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
My glory happens in the darkness of the early morning, in solitude, alone, where I try. And I try and I try again to be everything that I possibly can be. And a victory that is achieved, because I will not stop.
You enough. You don't know you enough without a man. You enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never pass that law degree, you enough. If you never become a doctor, you enough. If you never get married, you enough. If you never have a child, you are enough like you are. And that's why God created you. You are enough.
You have no idea what God has in store for you. Doesn't matter what you've lost. What matters is what you're going to build.
And it doesn't matter how you get knocked down in life, because that's going to happen. All that matters is that you got to get up.
Strength, leadership, power, authority, guidance, patience are God's gift to us as men. We have to cherish that, not abuse it.
You don't have to settle for an abusive life. You don't have to settle for living a small life. You got to fight for the life that you want.
Nothing in life is promised except death. If you had the opportunity to play this game of life, you need to appreciate every moment. A lot of people don't appreciate their moment until it's passed.
It won't be easy. It will be hard, because life is hard. That's what life is. Do not let them. Stand up, dig in. Line up those problems and confront them, face them.
fight them.
Your life matters. Your dreams matter. Your talents matter. And you must treat them like they matter. And you have to create a movement. And you are the movement.
Do not let them bring you down. In fact, let those challenges raise you up. Let them elevate you. Let their demands and their trials make you stronger. Let the adversity you face today turn you into a better person tomorrow. So in the future, you look back at these struggles and you say to them, thank you. You made me better.
Life is very difficult, and in order to thrive with this difficult life, if an opportunity is presented to you, you shouldn't be so arrogant that you dismiss it. You have to utilize all the possibility that comes your way.
Make a commitment. You are not going to be a witness.
You're going to have to learn that on your own. You're going to have to figure out how to pull that energy out of your mind on your own. It's a grind that you have to start and finish on your own.
The most urgent, the most disgraceful, the most shameful, and the most tragic problem is silence.
You got to be serious about work, because you're parting with a piece of your life for the work you do. Your work costs you a piece of your life. Here's what it's called: serious business. Not grim, not unhappy, but serious. Training life for pay. Making a contribution to society.
I'm not casual, I want to win. You're too damn casual. You hear me? Wake up, brother. You can change the chapters in the book of your life if you want to.
You have to have something real to set against that. It can't be just rationalizations about how, you know, you're a valuable person among others, even though that's true. That's not good enough. You need something that's more realistic to set against that. And observing courage in yourself is definitely one of the things that can help you sleep soundly at night when things are destabilized a little bit around you.
Pay more attention to your destiny than to your distractions. Live like a warrior so you can die like a legend. Because people who are legends, they make their mark. They make an impact. They're willing to fight.
You know what I thought to myself? I thought I would hate to live and die and never know what would happen if I ever committed myself to anything.
You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, yeah, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable, and the alarm clock is banging on my head, and I don't like it. You know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it, and you know it's worth it. We all know it's worth it. I tell people to do the things that they know they're supposed to do. There's things that you know you're supposed to do as a human being, things that you know are going to improve your life. Do those things. There's things that you know are going to make you a worse person and make your life worse. Don't do those things.
You have a gift. It's called a gift. You didn't earn it. You were born with a gift. Now you hone that gift. You develop that gift. You do everything you need to do to protect it, and then you share it.
All you got to do is ask him for it. Be willing to put in the work. But now this work part is hard. Success is hard. But let me ask you a question. Ain't not being successful hard too? So now which hard you want? You want the hard with some options and some benefits, or you want the hard with ain't nothing going on?
Walking by faith and not by sight. It's about taking a chance on you. Live from that place. See where you're going. See yourself being there and experiencing what that's like.
I've been high up on the mountain. I've been blessed. But that's a slippery slope, and it's lonely up there.
Happiness is not something you postpone. Happiness is not something off in the future. Happiness is something you design. You gotta get the word. Happiness is something you design. Happiness is a study. Happiness is a practice. Happiness is an art. It's not an accident. It's an art. And anybody that wants to can study, practice the art of happy living.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed, will inherit the world. But the young men really need to hear this more, I think, is that you should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
It can be wobbly. The world has changed. What is our world as a man? You know, the universal stems from the specific. Where's your soul? Where's your heart? Where does it start? Do you want credit for it, or do you want to see the other person do well?
Where you remember that there's a world out there trying to tell you who you are, and there's a world in here that's trying to tell you who you are. Now, where do you want to put your eggs? Because the world outside is very noisy and very tempting, and has all the razzmatazz, has all the tinsel and all the glitter. It's got all the toys. But that's because you don't think you're enough in the first place. You don't think you're enough in the first place. The whole idea of the world to sell you stuff is, first of all, they have to make you feel bad about yourself.
Money doesn't make you sophisticated. Only study and practice makes you sophisticated. Only study and practice makes you cultured. And only study and practice makes you happy. Study and practice makes you rich.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from regret. And that bill from regret is generational. And there's a lot of people listening to this that bill has been passed on from generation to generation, and you are holding that bill right now. And somebody in some one of your generations has to pay that bill off in order for the generation to move on. And the only way that bill gets paid off is you got to be willing to make the hardest decisions.
No one dies unexpectedly. We all going to die. But I'm here now. I'm not going to focus on when I'm gone. I'm going to focus on what do I do with what I have.
To the pessimist, the glass is always half empty. To the optimist, the glass is half full. Why would the same measure affect people two different ways? Answer: it all depends on how you look at it. Our lives are mostly affected by the way we think things are, not the way they are. The way we think they are affects us most.
So own the game, accept the rules, and move on into the rules. So the world will try and tell you who you are, and you have to tell yourself who you are. And there's this ongoing battle. And somehow there needs to be a reconciliation between the two. But in the end, you've got to have all the eggs in your basket.
We were designed to win, but we've been programmed to fail.
You have got to tie your existence to your creator. If you don't tie who you are to God, I got news for you. You're going to forever struggle.
Every morning you wake up and you justify your existence.
If you believe that we could do something about it, if you believe that we should have a sense of mission, that we were born for such a time as this, that we're here for a reason.
Life is not just the passing of time. Life is a collection of experiences, their frequency, and their intensity. Life is not just watching the clock tick away.
Two things we get every day. That's a chance and a choice.
Let's put more value on the choices that we make, because our choices is what determine our destination.
I'm Michael Sievers, the writer, producer, and creator of The Silver King's War, a podcast series about my father's Second World War as a B-26 bombardier. Stanley L. Silverfield, a first lieutenant in the United States Army Air Corps from Birmingham, Alabama, rode in the nose, the greenhouse of the famed Martin Marauder. You can find The Silver King's War wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's major time in the presence of the prospect. That's major time. And so little time on the major stuff in the presence of. How many hours in the presence of in my day? How many hours in the presence of during my sales week? Because the time that really counts is in the presence of. Don't mistake movement for achievement.
You know, if you take people, and I've told you this, and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. And you don't know what the upper limits to that are, because you might ask yourself, like, if for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like?
See, if you've never been in the bottom, there's some stuff you ain't never had to know. But all of you that have been in the bottom, you know it all too well, don't you? You come from nothing. You can be successful without an education. You can be successful without coming from a rich family. You can be successful. I don't care what color you are, what faith you belong to. I don't care what's wrong with you. You can be successful.
You know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time. There are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward. And they get stronger and stronger. We don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that. You're not everything you could be, and you know it.
We do for our children. We do for our grandchildren. We do. We have to show up for our great-grandchildren until we take our last breath.
Anything you let win, the internal argument, grows. And anything you let be defeated shrinks, because it's punished. It doesn't get to have its way. Don't practice what you do not want to become. And because those are, they're neurological circuits. You build those things in there, man. They're not going anywhere. You can build another little machine to inhibit them. That's the best you can do. Once they're in there, you can't get them out. So, and then the ones you build to inhibit can be taken out by stress, and the old habits will come back up. So you got to be careful what you say and what you do, because you build yourself that way.
If you listen to craziness, if you're listening to things that don't build you up, whatever you listen to, you turn into. And the secret is to maintain commitment through all the frustrations, through all the disappointments, through all the setbacks.
The mind always has the tactical advantage over you. Why is that? It knows your fears. Yeah. It knows your insecurities. It knows where to hide.
Your mind knows everything. You cannot hide from it, so don't ever try.
Don't try.
Don't let what you are stop you from being what you could be. You identify with what you are, then you're a tyrant. You identify with chaos, because that's the opposite of order, say, then you're nihilistic. You don't identify with either of those. You know that they're both necessary. You know that you have to live with both of them, but you identify with the capacity to continually transcend what you are.
A lost life is a lost life. You don't decide to be silent and look the other way
Take charge of your life. Take charge of your time. Take charge of your health. You're the one that's responsible for it. It's not a requirement of society that you not have a heart attack to take care of your family. That's not a requirement of society, but you must make it a requirement of yourself. Society doesn't require that you build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. That's not a requirement of society. It's a requirement you impose on yourself to build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through.
Doubt is such a strange thing. There'll be times where you succeed and there are times that you fail. So wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. It is. Put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. Right? If you win, great. You're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks. But you're going to have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway. So it's really pointless to sit here and debate or have doubt or this, that, and the other. You train as hard as you can, and you step out there and you let it flow.
I want to put myself in a situation where I can discover one of my errors, hopefully not in a way that's going to knock me completely out of the game, right? I want to seek out a challenge. I want to find out where my limits are. I want to find out where there's not enough of me yet.
We have all the tools we need. We have everything we need.
Stay focused. Don't listen to nobody. Don't listen to nobody, homie. What's on your mind, just do it. Because what's destined for you, you're going to get it.
No matter how many times people put you down and write you off in life, never pay attention to it because it doesn't mean anything. Anything is possible, no matter where you are in your life, how dark of a place you're in. You should never let anybody crush your dreams because anything is possible.
Sometimes you have to be a lion so you can be the lamb you really are. I talk like a lion. I'm not afraid of any of you when it comes word to word. I will gab with the best of them just so I can chill and be me.
You gotta be careful how you fight your fight. Because by the way you fight your fight will be the way you live your life. All your mistakes, everything you get to make you successful and to make you fail them will do the same to you in life.
Understanding self-worth is the beginning of progress. Self-worth should be easy. If one of us can do it, all of us can do it. If anybody can think it, we all can think it. I can read, you can read. I can understand, you can understand. From where I came from, change from pennies to fortune. Change from nothing to something. Change from broke to rich. Anybody in this room can do it. If any of us can do it, we all can do it. That's the kind of value you should place on yourself.
The challenge makes us a better person. You and I are better not because our life has been easy. You and I are better because life is challenging. Teach constantly that everything worthwhile is uphill, and when you wake up in the morning, you should be looking uphill. You should be looking at those challenges that are before you. Don't take them on all at once. Today, just pick out one. Just pick one. And today, start conquering that challenge. You will feel so much better because you were made for that challenge.
Man, life's short. Go harder than you did last year. Whatever you thought you did, it wasn't enough. And enjoy it even more. Go harder and find a way to enjoy it. That's when you master the game. Push yourself them extra reps. Go harder. Have that extra 2 meetings that day. And find a way to enjoy it.
The story they sell themselves on. Everyone's got a story. And everyone wants to tell you their story of how bad they had it, how hard they had it. They don't realize that they still hold the pen. There's thousands of empty pages still in that book that they can rewrite that story. But we have to let go of the pages that others have written in our book and realize we got this pen. And we can start writing how the story looks from this day forward. But what's stopping them is the work that they haven't done.
Life change does not start with inspiration. Life change starts with education.
You've got to be educated to the point of where you might have messed up.
When you learn something painfully, part of you has to die. That's the pain. A huge part of you that constituted that dream, maybe even the biological substrate of that dream, has to be stripped away and burned. And so life is a constant process of death and rebirth. To participate in that fully is to allow yourself to be redeemed by it. It's like you're not as good as you could be, so you let that part of you die. That we can let our old selves die and let our new selves be born. And that's what we should do.
When you feel like giving up, don't. When you're thinking about giving up, don't. When it look like you ain't gonna make it, keep going. When they tell you you can't, don't do that, man. Don't do that.
If something is shut down, that means that something else is opened up. Faith not tested can't be trusted. In life, you will always be tested. Stuff's gonna happen to you. Tragedies, accidents, all kinds of stuff will be thrown at you. Most is about you, how you handle it.
Sometimes you go through things and you don't know the reason at first, but it's not for right now. It's to help someone later, like your son or your daughter. Sometimes you're living through the toughest thing ever and you don't know why it's happening to you. But sometimes, guys, it's bigger than what you can even see right now. Sometimes your son's gonna be looking you in the eye and say, Dad, how do I get through this? And then what are you gonna tell him when you quit before? What are you going to tell when you took shortcuts?
And here's the two parts to the labor. One, do what you can. Number two, do the best you can. Turning wisdom from your philosophy and inspiration, strengthening of attitude, faith, courage, commitment, and all this stuff that comes from attitude. If you're willing to take these two qualities, philosophy and attitude, and invest it into activity, you can have a miracle.
You couldn't have an up without a down, a hot without a cold. You can't have a bad without a good. If you're looking at bad, that tells you there's got to be good. You cannot have bad without good. And if you want to feel good, start looking for what's good. And if you start looking for what's good, you're going to find it. You're going to find whatever you're looking for. And the idea to say, well, you really can't, there's so much bad going on, that attitude is not going to reward you at all. It's going to give you bad stuff. You've got to know that there's always something good. You've got to find it.
Don't walk like other people walk. Don't postpone like other people postpone. You say, well, is it as simple as writing a letter? And the answer, yes. Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might, do it with all your strength, and do it with all your power.
This is a time that we have to validate ourselves. This is a time that we have to surround ourselves with relationships that speak to our spirit of power, of victory.